genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
I found my thrill.
There he is, the late great Fats Domino, passed away yesterday at the age of 89. Yeah, I think he and Doherty graduated high school together. Something like that. Michael Doherty, my next guest here, director of the National Cybersecurity Society, board member at Snoop Wall, a global leader in affordable breach prevention. That's him. And he's a guy who just loves Hillary Clinton. Michael Doherty, welcome back to the program.
My biggest surprise is that we're actually finding out about this. That is my biggest surprise. Certainly not that it happened.
All right. So the biggest thing that came out, though, the informant gets to talk now. And I'm going to read you this quote, because this is the part where I think my day just got better, and probably the rest of my year got better. From Sarah Isger Flores from the Justice Department, in the announcement that the FBI informant can now talk to the House Oversight Committee, Government Reform, House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, as well as one member of each of their staffs, any information or documents he has concerning alleged corruption or bribery involving transactions in the uranium market, included but not limited to anything related to Vadim Mikhailin, Rosatom, TEDx, Uranium One, or the Clinton Foundation. And I'm like, I saw this get read last night by Lou Dobbs Live, and I'm like, I think I got up and danced a jig.
I know. And you know, what's really funny is I split screen between Hannity and Rachel Maddow. And I mean, that woman is still in the Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, you know, stages of death and dying. She just is up there talking about these other people. I'm like, oh, it's going to be really fun.
I also saw yesterday that, you know, now that we know that Hillary Clinton and the DNC paid for the dossier that was the fake dossier, the discredited dossier that was the foundation for the Russian investigation to begin with, the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton's campaign being sued now for violating the Federal Election Commission laws, because by filing misleading reports, the DNC and Clinton campaign undermined the vital public information role of campaign disclosures in the first place.
Really?
Yeah.
Did Bernie Sanders have something to do with that?
Well, the person's name, Adav Noti, Senior Director in Trial Litigation and Strategy for the Campaign Legal Center, whatever that is. Yeah, they filed suit yesterday. I mean, the lawsuits came within before the end of business, the lawsuits came.
The sharks are starting to turn on each other, and such a great, I guess it's trick or treat this year. It's going to be a treat.
I kind of enjoyed that. I was enjoying all this circular firing squad in Hollywood over Harvey Weinstein. That's going to look like, you know, a tea party compared to what's about to happen.
Well, you know, the spin is what's amazing. Okay, we're sitting here laughing. I'm still incredulous that they will go down. The media is what I'm really watching here. It's just some of these people. See the guy on CNN yesterday. Does Hillary Clinton know? I don't know. I haven't spoken to her. I mean,
well, here's the good news. I mean, if there is good news, the shocking part of it to me is that the first disclosure over the payments for the dossier came in a front page headlines from the Washington Post. I mean, that's pretty shocking. The Washington Post steps up and crushes the ball.
No, I said that yesterday about this. I said that it's, you know, the sad part and the good part is that if it wouldn't have come from the Post, people would be just pointing at the news, because there's so much lousy fake news out there now that people don't know what's true and what's not. And so when true, real things come out, people don't know to believe it or not. And this is...
Well, the problem is that the Washington Post has been guilty of that as well. The Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN, all doing retractions at different times because of reckless behavior when it comes to covering stories involving Donald Trump that turn out not to be true. Isn't it interesting now that when Donald Trump comes out and sends a tweet and it's kind of, you know, it's kind of ambiguous or whatever, kind of alludes to something, and people are like, well, that can't be true. It seems to me that he turns out to be true pretty much all the time.
Oh, yeah, we don't hear about wiretapping anymore. And these weird tweets from Comey, that guy is, Comey and Mueller, this is very interesting, the secondary carnage from all this, and what's going to go on with Mueller and Comey particularly. Mueller, you can see at this point where he's going to take the investigation and just leaving him alone as this has happened. But
there's trouble.
Really.
Well, Mueller was there. Here's the thing. Mueller was there when all the payments were, when the bribery and so forth was going on with the Russian Uranium One deal. You've got that. You know that Comey's connected in a variety of places. But I think that you're looking at Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, Bob Mueller, and the list goes on. Let's not forget Rod Rosenstein. He was there, too. All of these people are entangled in this. The guy that wasn't there was Jeff Sessions, who, strangely enough, it makes you wonder now if this whole thing between Sessions and Trump was some sort of a game being played to bait these people. I don't know.
Funny you said that, too. I never thought about Sessions, but I always said Trump is masterful at giving people enough rope to hang themselves. And he's trying to take the bullets of the outrageous behavior, accusations, and this far moral outrage. And this is the point of when people, the irony of these people that throw morality judgments at Trump, look at what's happened to them in a year. And this is what I've always said is like, you don't get it. We understand Trump and his weaknesses. They pale in comparison to these people. Because what these people do behind the scenes is they smile and lie to the camera and the public is beyond comprehension. And part of it is the fact that it's so outrageous you don't believe it. But
all right, so speaking about outrageous,
what go around come around.
Because there are so many, there's three big scandals now, as far as I'm, and the third one we haven't talked about yet, and that is the Podesta Group. Because every one of these articles that kept coming out, I would see the Podesta Group, but if it was in the Washington Post, New York Times, it was like listening, like paragraph 20. There'd be like, oh, and by the way, and the Podesta Group was involved. And now we know that Paul Manafort was working for or with the Podesta Group in the several years leading up to him joining the Trump campaign. And it makes me go, was he a plant? I mean, seriously, if Paul Manafort's working for the Podesta Group and John Podesta by then is running Hillary Clinton's campaign and he's over at Trump's campaign, I'm like, that just seems very odd to me, Michael.
No, it is interesting. Well, that in of itself is odd, but that shows they complicitly knew. But this is how these people roll, and this is the fundamental nonstop lying that is normal, that is so abnormal to normal Americans, which is why it was hard for a long time for America to get their head around exactly how Washington operates, because it is it's just a different universe where lying is normal.
Yeah.
And Manafort's a perfect example, and the knowledge that they had, so that they go ahead and just create this narrative after Trump wins, which is really about the fact that everyone was kissing Hillary's ring before she won the election, thinking she's going to win. It's always a legal ask that we thought that she thought she could cover up. And
Ruh-roh.
We're in trouble.
Yeah. You think Bill Clinton can get a $500,000 speaking engagement in Russia today?
Or a girl on a private island?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Him and Weinstein probably fly together. All right, Doherty, I got to leave it right there. Always a good bit of entertainment, my friend. Michael Doherty, everybody.
Located just 5 blocks from the state capitol, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day in Lansing, delivering powerful advocacy for Michigan's job providers. The Chamber exists for and because of the thousands of business owners of every size and type across the state who have joined the Chamber in support of its mission to promote conditions favorable to job creation and business success in Michigan. This fall, the Michigan Chamber will be holding a series of regional meetings to listen to the concerns of business owners and provide brief updates on key legislative issues and potential 2018 ballot proposals. These complimentary networking events are open to current and prospective members of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Don't miss out on this opportunity to meet members of the Chamber's senior staff and network with area business leaders. Our core purpose is to help state Chamber members solve their business problems and prosper. We invite you to join us at an upcoming regional meeting this fall to learn about how the Michigan Chamber can help you. Learn more and register at michamber.com. Space is limited, so get your seat now. michamber.com.
Now, homeowners, don't spend your fall on a ladder cleaning your gutter. Get the ultimate gutter protection system from Leaf Guard of Michigan. Right now, get up to $850 off this seamless one-piece patented design, guaranteed never to clog, and it won't compromise your roof or its warranty. Plus, get a $200 Visa gift card with purchase. Call Leaf Guard now, 517-305-1050, 517-305-1050.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the